Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Say these words we long to hear at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. Griff's on a plane on his way to Oklahoma City to attend the memorial service for Uncle Joe Adamson. So it's just us girls here today. Actually, well, we have John, of course, on the control board, but Donna is also here with us. She's answering the phones today. She's the phone screener. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. We're asking the question, what is the defining moment that made you an entrepreneur? You know, selling on eBay, becoming an entrepreneur, most of you are doing it at home. And oddly enough, successful people who do it from home have had to go through a lot of crap because they're doing it from home. You can't expect to be effective and successful in business unless you take yourself seriously and you act like you're serious about it. You have to project a positive business image. People will say, oh, you work from home. Oh, and they dismiss it like it's not real. So you need to know how to do the things that project that positive business image. Good business cards, having a good-looking eBay store will help. You can always direct people to that URL and they can see what you're doing. We'll talk about that on another show, but right now we're asking the question, what is the defining moment that made you an entrepreneur? Joanne from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Teacher 991, a first-time caller. Thank you, Joanne. What's your question or comment?
Yes, and thank you for letting me speak on behalf of my family. My defining moment was, it was in 1999. It was my dad's birthday, and he was 82. And he was a lifelong collector. He collected things that were so diverse, and he always seemed to see beauty in so many things. And I remember when he was blowing out his candles, he said, you girls are going to have a lot of fun with my stuff one day. And I thought that when he said that, that was a time that I should have more regard and interest in what he had. And so from there, I was still a teacher. And on our lunch hour, we signed up to be on eBay. And so that was my story from 1999. And because my dad was a lifelong treasure hunter and because I was a teacher, I wanted to carry on his stuff with regard. And I don't want to understate that comment, because regard for what your family has is everything. So that's my short story.
Well, that truly was a moment. The moment you heard your father say, you guys are going to have a lot of fun with my stuff someday.
Right. He said, you girls, it was my sister and I. And I thought, well, why, you know, he's saying that. And I remembered that. So
how do you enjoy being an entrepreneur on the side?
Oh, my gosh, I love it, because at that time I was still a teacher. Now I've finished my work in that field. And because I am, you know, in hot pursuit of learning all the time, I love the chance to be able to research things well or not so well, depending on, you know, the capacity that I have, through my parents' books and online. And I try to think, like, you know, my dad was, he just died in 2011. So, you know, it was, and now I get to provide for my mom, because she, you know, when I sell the things that they have, she gets very excited and she'll say only things that 90-year-old people can say, oh my gosh, you know. So it is kind of really cool.
What kind of stuff did your dad collect?
Well, it was so eclectic that I can't even, in fact, a lot of the times my narratives start out with my dad collected, because it was everything from glassware to cast iron to globes to paper. He was a big paper person.
Are you still selling those items? Did he have so many?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll take a very long time. My sister and I we've reboxed everything because my parents were collectors, but they weren't really definers. So we re-banana boxed all the items and so that we can cross-reference and go to them.
Do I see this correctly? Your feedback score is 5,161? Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Is that selling all of your parents' stuff?
It is.
Oh, my God. So you haven't had to do any product sourcing at all?
No, which is kind of a whole other... It's a benign area because, you know, my hunt is different than other people's hunts. And I like listening to the show because I like to hear how people are hunting. Not that it's not in my blood, because I think it's a genetic link. Like,
I agree. My mother did it. I agree.
Oh, did she? Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, it's in your blood. And, you know, believe me, my mother always says to me, even now, she'll say, buy what you want. If you see something and you want it, just go ahead and buy it. And, you know, I'm saying that because that's the way they were. And the times were different. They were both Depression era young adults, and they valued everything. In fact, the other day when Rich and I were, he had like these casters they were glass bottom little legs, and there were only three of them, but around them he had a rubber band, and the rubber band was made out of old tires. They used to cut tires and make their own rubber bands. They were resourceful. I'm proud of my parents, and so I keep a lot of his, he was famous for his masking tape, and I keep a lot of his original stickers and tags. And he wrote things to alert me, or my sister, both of us. But until you start looking at the stuff, it's either a eyes wide open alert, or it's more subtle. So I just started making a little collage, one for my sister and then one for me, of all our tags, his tags, so that someday, you know, we'll have something to look at when we walk by it. We'll say that was our parents. That's what they did. And I try not to be in a hurry with anything. I try to understand that the patience that he had is the attribute that I want to have. I don't want to be in a hurry to knock it out the door. But yet, when people tell me the stories of how my dad had an iron, small tailor's ironing board, and a lady bought it from California, and she put it in her window, and then she put the story of where it came from. You know what I mean? Like that, I love that part of my customers. I love being able to just know that it was, I always call it a match made in heaven, because that's what it's all about. For me.
Well, this is a beautiful story, Joanne. We're asking.
I didn't let you talk.
We're asking the question. I'm almost in tears here. What is the defining moment that made you an entrepreneur, and you came through beautifully? Thank you, Joanne. I hope you call the show back again, because I'm.
I love the show. I just started listening to it about just less than a month ago, and I think you're a great team, and thank you for offering that.
Thank you, Joanne. I appreciate your call today. We're asking the question, what is the defining moment that made you an entrepreneur? And we have Lisa in Shelby, North Carolina, known on eBay as Trip NC. Lisa's a first-time caller, and she's a new eBayer, but a longtime entrepreneur. Very interesting, Lisa. What was the defining moment that made you an entrepreneur?
Hi, Lee. I guess it was my teenage years. I was a pretty big-time job hopper. I couldn't keep a job. I wasn't getting fired. I just couldn't stay there. I just couldn't keep working for someone else, and I just kept by the time I was 20, I'd had like 28 jobs from 18 to 20. So I think I just have some kind of genetic mutation that keeps me from working for people. So it was kind of sink or swim. Had to do it.
Well, you are probably, in reading all the books I've read about entrepreneurs and famous entrepreneurs, most of them couldn't keep jobs, Lisa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they couldn't keep jobs. Either they got fired for bad attitude or they got fired because they thought their ideas were better than the boss. You know, looking back on my career in radio, I made a few mistakes.
Yeah.
It wasn't always their fault that I lost my job.
Right.
For instance, one time
your bad attitude.
One time a new guy bought a radio station I was working for in Detroit, and I was on from 8 to 10 at night, or 6 at night till 10 at night, 6 to 10, which was a pretty good job for a big city like Detroit to be on the radio. That's called, you know, part of the drive time.
Yeah.
Pretty good time. And I was doing country music. Mm-hmm. Well, a new owner took over the radio station. And he came in to me on a break, and he said, my name is Rosalie. He said, how are we doing? How are we doing? This was the new guy, right?
Huh?
And I made the dumb, stupid mistake of saying, terrible. You guys are treating all these people here awful, and they don't deserve. I mean, I just went.
You went on a rant.
Oh, my God. And, of course, that's a very dumb thing. I was young and stupid. So some of the reasons that I lost jobs were because of my own mouth. Stay with me, would you, Cheryl? Or would you, Lisa? And then we're also going to talk to Cheryl in Smithfield, Rhode Island. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 286.
Great customer service will keep your customers coming back. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He says because you have an obligation to satisfy the customer, remember, it's not always a one-way street.
You don't always have to think about, oh, the customer's always right and just giving them the world. But think about win-win. What is fair for both sides of the party to get the issue resolved? Your customer will respect the fact that you just sent them a $1,000 product and I really can't send you another $1,000 product. They understand that. Win-win does not mean we both actually win. It means that we both feel better.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls
at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
Griff is not with us right now. He'll be back, of course, with us next Tuesday. Today's final segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. And we're on the phone right now with Lisa from Shelby, North Carolina, known on eBay as TripNC. And she is a brand new eBayer. I was just looking at some of your listings, and you're taking good pictures there, kiddo.
Oh, thank you. I hear you talking about sometimes with picture problems. And, yeah, I have big issues with trying to take pictures. I guess that being a perfectionist, we want them to be, you know, just right. My husband keeps saying, just put them up.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you do have to have them as good as possible.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to reach that nirvana that Griff is in, where he has the light table up set at the same place all the time, and he knows what the lighting's going to be and everything. But Cheryl, you said that, or excuse me, Lisa, okay. I'm sorry, I'm looking at Cheryl up on the screen here. I apologize. Lisa, you said you're a longtime entrepreneur but a new eBayer. So what was your job, your business before eBay?
I was a hairdresser.
Oh.
I did hair for a long time and, you know, booth rented for a while, and then I owned my own salon and pushed real hard, did well, and the, you know, the joints just don't hold up.
Yeah, that's a hard job.
Yeah.
It is.
You hold your arm up, all that.
And, you have to be good to do it a long time, too.
I think I did pretty well. I have great customers, and they hated to see me leave, and I still miss some of them terribly, but... Yeah, I just couldn't hold my arm up anymore.
Well, you're another proof that a lot of people become entrepreneurs because they just can't work for other people, matter what the reason, you know.
I think that that's going to drive me as well to be a good eBayer, you know. Well, I think being female, you know, we have that, maybe that nurturing instinct anyway.
We're going to take good care of our customers. Exactly.
And I think
That
with the entrepreneurial drive, if I'm not going to work for anybody else, you know, that's, I'm hoping to be a recipe for success. Like I said, I'm new, but, you know, I'm just shocked every time that little thing dings on my phone and I've got a sale.
It's exciting. Lisa, did you know I'm from North Carolina?
No, I did not.
Yeah, my family, my generation moved to Wilmington. But my father's generation, it was New Bern and Harold Store, North Carolina, which is now called Harold's. And
over on the coast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'm from the mountains, Asheville.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know the area. Thank you so much for calling, Lisa. And listen, call us back again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Nice
to speak to you.
Nice to hear from you. And our last caller, Cheryl, Smithfield, Rhode Island, known on eBay as 3739 Cheryl Scrubs. We know Cheryl. Cheryl, what's the defining moment that made you an entrepreneur?
I actually had two moments. The first was my father being sick in the hospital with cancer. I spent a lot of time there. And talking to the nurses, they all said how they didn't have time to go out and purchase uniforms, and they were tired of wearing the same ones, and they were faded and whatnot. So I went home and I looked it up online, and I contacted some wholesalers. I got into business and started bringing them up to the hospitals and nursing home locally and selling scrubs. And I was doing that for a while, and then my kids graduated college, and I said, well, I need more. I have to help pay their student loans. So my husband said, well, why don't you try eBay? So that's what I did.
And when was that?
Well, when I started doing eBay was about 6 years ago.
And is
I've
that
been doing it for 6 years?
And you're doing it full time?
Oh yes, well, more than full time. Like during the night, you could hear my phone going off, and it wakes me up, and I'll answer a question, and I just addicted to it.
So, had you ever done anything entrepreneurially before that?
Well, I was a supervisor at a bank.
At a bank. But that's working for someone.
Yeah, but nothing for myself.
Nothing for yourself. And how does it make you feel to have your own business?
It's a lot of work.
It's
a lot of work. But I do feel good about it, and I do feel good that I'm paying their loans off without the help from them. And, you know, we told them if they went to college that we would pay it off for them, so that's what I'm doing.
Well, I had never thought about that before. I wonder how many parents pay off the loans, because I was just watching this special on television about it where these poor kids are graduating, from college, and they're in debt. It used to be we didn't get in debt till later, right?
Right.
We got
right.
in debt later. Now they're in debt. They're starting their working career terribly in debt.
It's terrible. I have two sons, and it's over $100,000 in loans.
Whoa. Well, I just...
And now my oldest one goes to Notre Dame, but thank God he got a scholarship, so he's very well off.
You know, in Germany, they just passed this new thing. Everybody gets free college.
That sounds good to me.
Even people who come there who are not Germans.
Wow.
Free education. And they believe that it's because if you give a free education, you're ensuring the life of the country later. And
well, you know, I say to my husband, if we weren't paying the loans, we'd have more money to go traveling and do other things, because look at the money I'm putting on their loans. I could be using this for us. At our age, we should be.
Well, you're good parents, and you're doing what has to be done. Cheryl, thank you so much for calling today. We always love to hear your voice. Thank you very much. That's about it for today. I enjoyed very much your phone calls on the question of what is the defining moment that made you an entrepreneur. For me, as I told you at the beginning, I had more than one defining moment. The first ones were when I freelanced, when I did radio shows. And then later on in life, I had a couple of businesses with partners that did not work out for me at all. And that's when I decided to go out in business on my own. It was a defining moment. Thank you again for being with us today. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. We'll be live again next Tuesday, October 7th, with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.